From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, there was good and surprising news on the employment front. According to the government, the economy shed just 11,000 jobs in November, far fewer than expected, and the unemployment rate edged down from 10.2% to exactly 10%. But analysts say the nation's job troubles are not over. NPR's Frank Langfitt explains.
When the Bureau of Labor Statistics released its jobs numbers this morning, economists were delighted.
I was surprised, and I've gradually sort of relaxed into happiness about it.
The panic is over in terms of the job market.
This was a much stronger employment report than we were expecting.
That was Heidi Shierholz of the Economic Policy Institute, John Sylvia with Wells Fargo, and David Weiss of Standard & Poor's. In the previous 3 months, job losses had averaged over 130,000. So even President Obama was surprised the November figure was so low. Christina Romer, the White House's chief economist, described their exchange.
When I told the president, he said, "You mean 111,000 job loss?" I said, "No, it's 11."
Beyond the headline figure, the report contained other encouraging data. Heidi Shierholz noted that businesses gave workers more hours.
That is a really crucial signal, because what we know is that employers will restore the hours of the workforce they have before they hire new workers.
Temporary employment, another leading indicator of job growth, rose by more than 50,000. David Weiss says one reason job losses are ebbing is because consumers are a bit more optimistic.
Some of this is psychological, that people panic in the beginning of a downturn. We certainly saw that 6 months ago. Everybody was convinced the world was coming to an end. And when they realized that it wasn't, they're out there a little more confident in spending again. But there's also a natural cycle here. You can only run inventories down so far before you got to start producing again. It's the old analogy that, you know, eventually you got to replace the light bulb, and that requires going to the store and buying something.
The employment numbers are a shot in the arm to the White House. Republicans have criticized President Obama over the dreadful jobs picture. And just yesterday, the White House held a summit to address the unemployment problem. At a town hall meeting in Allentown, Pennsylvania today, the president touted the November numbers.
So overall, this is the best jobs report that we've seen since 2007.
Then he tempered it with realism.
But I do want to keep this in perspective. We've still got a long way to go. I consider one job lost, one job too many.
The job market has a very long way to go. Since the recession began 2 years ago, more than 7 million jobs have disappeared. Sectors such as manufacturing and construction continue to shrink, and it's taking longer and longer for unemployed people to find new work. Even when jobs begin to grow again, economists expect the unemployment rate will increase. Heidi Shierholz says that's because, at first, monthly job gains just won't be enough to absorb new workers.
The population is growing all the time. New babies are being born. There's new graduates being minted. So unless we're adding roughly 127,000 jobs, the unemployment rate will rise.
Shierholz says she doesn't expect the job market to really start growing until spring or summer of next year. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.